Last May, the United Nations General Assembly passed a resolution declaring 30 September International Translation Day to recognize the unsung heroes behind international diplomacy. The United Nations is one of the world's largest employers of language professionals, with several hundred working in UN offices in New York, Geneva, Vienna, and Nairobi, or at the organization's regional commissions.
أعطي الكلمة الآن للأمين العام سيد أنطونيو غوتيريش.
I now give the floor to the Secretary General of the United Nations, His Excellency Antonio Guterres.
UN documents are issued simultaneously in the UN's six official languages of Arabic, Chinese, English, French, Russian, and Spanish. This is made possible behind the scenes by United Nations translators who render clearly and accurately the content of original texts into their main language. They handle all kinds of documents from statements by member states to reports prepared by expert bodies. Catherine Dernan, the head of the UN English Translation Service, described how translators help to grease the wheels of communication.
The member states who are in their negotiations and their discussions are using these documents. And so we ensure that when they're having a discussion on any subject, legal, humanitarian, human rights, and so on, they're all understanding the same message. Their discussion is able to move forward because they have the version in the language that they understand or speak, so that way they can reach the proper agreement and then follow through on those agreements because they're all, shall we say, on the same page with the translations.
Prior to gaining official recognition, the day had already been commemorated elsewhere. Translators not only command multiple languages, but are also well-versed in the right way to go about translating them. This is an indispensable skill in a politically sensitive environment like the UN, where capturing the precise meaning of words really can be a matter of life and death.
We play a sort of behind-the-scenes role, and we understand that. The idea of being a translator is that someone doesn't actually know that the text they're looking at is a translation. We're supposed to be invisible, but it is great to have that kind of recognition now and then, even though we'll recede back into the background. But now, once a year at least, we can pat ourselves on the back. And it's nice to have recognition from outside the professions. We ourselves understand the difficulty of the work that we do, but it is great to have that recognition from across the UN in general.
Some of the first UN translators had no official training, but instead spoke multiple languages at home. Over the years, that has changed dramatically. To work as a UN translator now, you have to meet a whole range of different criteria.
There are more universities now who train translators with the United Nations in mind, and we have an excellent network now of universities who've signed memorandums of understanding with our department in order to ensure that they do cover the different areas that we need them to cover in their training. So that has really helped create a pipeline of new, young, well-trained translators who, even as they graduate, they already have a good grounding in the type of work that we need for the United Nations.
It's not just hiring practices that have changed. Technology has made an impact, too. Kathy credits translation apps with making world travelers more aware of the beauty of communicating with other people.
I think they're wonderful. I think they have done a huge amount for people who can't afford to, say, hire a translator or take a translator with them when they go on holiday. So I think it has really helped bring people together, helped people communicate with locals, you know, when they travel around. I think in the past there was much more sort of maybe cursory communication, that now they can do a little bit more of that with the help of these apps. So I think they're very clever. I mean, there's a big difference between an app that's going to give you the kind of basic message or a gist of a message. So it's not like those apps can replace us, professional translators, for the type of technical documents that we work on. But I think for people in general, they've been a wonderful sort of addition, and they help make people so much more aware of the beauty of communicating with other people.
But, she says, no handheld computer, however smart, will ever replace the essential human touch of a professional translator. Liz Scafidi, United Nations.